Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Of the various ways of getting into the United States, applying for political refugee status or seeking some humanitarian asylum status is hardly the easiest way. Since 2012, there have been 1,854 Syrian refugees admitted to the U.S. President Obama has said that we will take in an additional 10,000 in fiscal year 2016, but that's likely now with tough new vetting and background checks, if the resettlement program even happens at all. But 20 million people traveled to the U.S. in fiscal year 2013 under the barely scrutinized Visa Waiver Program, a program that allows citizens of 38 approved countries, namely Western allies and Japan, to travel here for tourism or business for up to 90 days without having to obtain a visa. The Belgian and French citizens who were the Paris attackers, in theory, might have been eligible for visa waivers to the U.S. But Congress seems to not be so concerned about that program right now. And that's a feature of Congress in a crisis mode. Takeaway Washington correspondent Todd Zwillick joins us. Welcome, Todd.
Hi, John.
So how is Congress reacting to all of this? We've got a crisis mode. We're reacting to fear. But it doesn't sound like we're necessarily targeting the real category of individuals who might produce the sort of mayhem in the United States that happened in Paris.
Right, John. And those Paris attacks stoked a lot of anger and sadness and also fear and lots of suspicion. You've heard it. There have been calls to seal the border. More than two dozen Republican governors raced one another to announce that they would harbor no refugees. Here's Republican Congressman Dave Brat describing his Virginia constituents.
I mean, just overwhelming outcry from my district. I've heard the same. They want action. The folks want action right now.
And John, action right now is exactly what they're getting. Today on the House floor, a bill essentially halting the Syria refugee program. Now, a Bloomberg poll shows that 53% of Americans support this. Now, a lot of Democrats, including the president, say that refugees are being vilified, that they already undergo background checks that take up to 2 years, and that closing the door to war refugees is un-American. Lawmakers did toy with the idea of admitting only Christians. That idea was dropped. But Congressman Mike McCaul, he's a Republican from Texas. He's chairman of the Homeland Security Committee, John. He told reporters that speed is critical here. House Republicans want to deliver to voters before leaving town for Thanksgiving. But McCaul also did say that security officials, including the FBI director, have warned that screening is inadequate. Listen.
The fact of the matter is the threat's real. And ISIS has said in their own words they want to exploit it to infiltrate the West. So, it's not a threat I'm making up. It's a threat that the administration's own officials have warned us about.
But that hasn't necessarily changed. I mean, ISIS has been a threat for years, and the FBI's responsibility is to deal with that threat. How do you respond to the suspicion that one of the ISIS terrorists in Paris had what looked like a doctored Syrian passport and might have come through as a refugee?
Right. And that suspicion is also driving a lot of the policy that lawmakers say they're after here. But here's the thing. Even before McCaul announced this bill earlier this week, lawmakers of both parties were already grumbling that they didn't really think that the refugee program was the big risk. Here's Senator Richard Burr from North Carolina. He's chairman of the Senate Intel Committee. He supports pausing the refugee program, John. But I asked him how refugees ranked as a national security threat.
From a threat standpoint, I'm probably more concerned with the visa waiver program today because were I in Europe already and I wanted to go to the United States and I was not on a watch list or a no-fly list and I wanted to get there, the likelihood is I'd use the visa waiver program before I would try to pawn myself off as a refugee and try to enter under false documents.
So refugees from the Middle East, that's a few thousand people. The visa waiver program, that's 20 million people. What attributes would you expect an average visa waiver traveler to have?
Right. 13 million from Europe alone got visa waivers in 2014. It's a flood compared to the trickle of refugees. But, John, ease of travel is huge to business and tourism. Commerce worth billions of dollars a year. Now, Republicans like McCaul say they are in favor of tightening up visa waivers, and there is some momentum building for this. But the program's complex. It has a lot of powerful stakeholders. Halting the refugee program is popular, and it's an easy way to show angry supporters and voters results right now. But John, you know, it's how the refugee program is being stopped that also tells you a lot about how Congress is operating. McCall's bill is actually quite simple. It requires the FBI and other top security chiefs to ramp up security vetting procedures, but it doesn't tell them how to do it and doesn't give them any extra money to do it. The only thing it really does is it says that the security chiefs have to personally certify that each and every refugee cleared for entry isn't a threat. Listen.
That's why it's important that we have all three, one representing the intelligence community, one federal law enforcement, FBI, and the other, the Secretary of Homeland Security, signing off, assuring the Congress and the American people that they do not pose a threat to the United States.
I mean, what does that really mean? Does that mean that if a terrorist actually does something and they've been certified, that what, we put the head of the CIA in jail?
Well, there's some political liability here. We'll get to that. I caught up with Jay Johnson. He's the Secretary of Homeland Security. He's one of the people who would have to personally sign off here on every refugee. He said that 10,000 refugees would mean he'd have to sign off on 30 people a day.
To personally certify with respect to 30 people a day that certain requirements have been met is hugely cumbersome, and I don't think the American people will think that that is the best and wisest use for the Secretary of Homeland Security to be spending his time.
He was very clear about what he wants out of this bill. It's not to waste Jay Johnson's time. And this gets to your previous question. It's to give Jay Johnson and the FBI director and the Director of National Intelligence direct political responsibility for these refugees and clear culpability if anything goes wrong.
Because they will own it. And if they make a mistake, it's their mistake.
So in a time of crisis, you steer clear of the reality and focus on the symbols, and they're going to get their symbol, it looks like, in a presidential election.
Well, yeah, John, this week, okay, they may get to visa waivers and they say they want to, but this is what legislating under the fear of terrorism and the glare of a presidential election looks like. John, there's an old cliche in politics about throwing people under the bus. You know what it means, and so do I. This bill seems to be alerting the top Obama administration security officials that when it comes to domestic terror, Congress has a bus idling and it's going to get rolling, and those officials may wish to take steps to avoid being under it.
And you think that bus has enough gas to make it through the campaign?
Paul Ryan hasn't said whether or not he's going to put this on a shutdown bill and force a confrontation. He hasn't decided yet, but it's not going away.
That's the mystery. Todd Zwillig, Takeaway Washington correspondent. Thanks so much.
You got it, John.